Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Howlin' Bells, going back to, what year was that album?
I'm going to say 2005.
You are going to be wrong.
Oh.
2006.
One year out, as another radio yes. show says.
Maybe that single preceded it. That was Low Happening from their album, Howlin' Bells, self-titled debut. Played because me, you, and indeed Joel were watching Juanita Stein last night.
We were. At the Hallam Show.
At the Hallam Show Hotel here in Sheffield. And during that gig, Juanita played a Howlin' Bells song. Not that one, played Setting Sun, which I nearly played, but we thought we'd go for Low Happening instead. And revealed that Howlin' Bells are working on a new
material,
album.
So together.
Only the 100 or so people that were there last night,
yep.
and now and the 100 or so people listening to this right now, are aware of that.
I think that's exclusive Breakdown news. I think we can classify that as.
Yeah. I don't think we can get sued for revealing that, can we?
I hope not.
She didn't say it was classified.
No.
No. I'm sure people will spread the word.
Yes.
So yes, Howlin' Bells, will be some new music maybe this year from them. Welcome back to The Breakdown. It's Steve and John here until 5 o'clock, or whenever you're listening to this, for another 55 minutes. Another track from this week's album of the week coming up from Etienne de Cressy, and there will also be lots of other good stuff. Not going to go into it now because we've got a lot to play, starting with something new from McCluskey. McCluskey releasing their first album in 21 years next month. Where's my cursor? There. It is called The World Is Still Here and So Are We. I think we've played both tracks that have been released so far, so this is the pre-release hat trick.
Hey, ding!
I even got the right bell. This is called People. I'm not very good at this because the song's cut off the edge of the...
Oh, that's a good point.
It's called People Person with a breakdown radio edit.
People like to be wise after the event.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Relaxation is my nemesis, I'm not a nihilist, that's just how I exist. Relaxation's the destroying choice in which I'd have no voice, and I avoid like poison, because relaxation's not a motivation, it's disintegration, it's annihilation, an evil twin I'm not believing in, and I'm not giving in, cause it's oblivion.
Relaxation is just television where they sell a vision. That's not my decision. Relaxation isn't in my interest to be gone in splinters like atomic winters. Cause if I'd relax, you'd slip me with an axe. You'd roll me off your backs. I'd last an hour max. If I dared slow down before I turned around, you'd roll me through the ground. I'd have no face or sound. So relaxation's not a nice vacation. It's the swift invasion. Force the world's impatient. For it's not my friend, just my brutal end. And I cannot give in cause it's oblivion. Relaxation is a prize they offer. Then they pry me off and hide me in a coffin. Because relaxation means you'd all be leaving. I'd be hurt and freezing, murdered for no reason. Relaxation's just a worm they bait me with to earn the faithlessness they burn to hate me with. If I stop sweating, you'd make sure I'm getting just some last bloodletting, then a fast beheading. And I'd tumble quickly and I'd cry out sickly. But you'd all be gone before the lights came on. It's a fatal sin the way it's always been. So I cannot give in cause it's oblivion. If I relaxed the shield, I left my back revealed. You split me right in half, you'd spill my guts and laugh. So I'd be dead if lazy, though you said I'm crazy. It'd be suicide, you know it's true inside. So relaxation's not a nice vacation when the world's just waiting for your violation. An evil twin I'm not believing in and can't be living in. So I'm not giving in, it's not what I'd intend. I'd lie if I'd pretend, so though I'll never win. Whichever rides begin, roll my eyes again and guard my sides again. Relaxing makes me tense because it's violence. And that's why relaxation is my nemesis. On their retired list, it's not how I'd exist. Relaxation's not a motivation, it's disintegration, it's annihilation. It's not anything but where the end begins. And I cannot give in cause it's oblivion. It'd be suicide, I know it's true inside. So I cannot give in cause it's oblivion.
Even time for a fade out. Jeffrey Lewis and Relaxation.
Yes, that
you
is
the album's out next week.
The album is out on Friday, this coming Friday, called the Even More Freewheeling Jeffrey Lewis. Have you seen the cover?
I have, yes.
Yes, it's very funny. It's taken in the same spot on Jones Street in New York, where Bob Dylan and Suze I nearly called her Suze Revolting. Suze Ritolto?
Yes.
She's Elle Fanning in the film, basically.
Which I still haven't seen.
Oh, it's good. It's worth seeing. Yeah, but instead of being clothed, they are both naked.
They are.
Because Jeffrey is even more freewheeling than Bob was. That is out on March 21st, and he'll be making one of his pretty regular stops in Sheffield. He comes to Sheffield
quite frequently. Yeah, he does indeed.
He's playing Yellow Arch on May the 13th. They're getting all the bands Yellow Arch.
They are. Before that, it was McCluskey from the album coming out. I believe it's out earlier in May. Yes, 9th of May. And McCluskey are playing, not in Sheffield, but Leeds Brudenell on the 24th of May. The track was called People Person. People Person. Now, a double of tracks that we both brought. In a few minutes, going to hear something new from Sally Shapiro. But first, Feeble Little Horse, who released their second album, Girl with Fish, in 2023. I think this is the first new music since then. Can't see if it's a word of an album. Do you have any more information about
That's
people?
Literally most of what I have there. First music for about 2 years. Bands Ryan Wolchonsky has described this song as a series of sketches, each section different from the last, but equally exciting.
I was surprised by how abrasive this sounds. It's very abrasive, but it's really, really good.
Yeah. So, touring in June, coming to the UK after playing Primavera, playing the Outbreak Festival in Manchester, which isn't one I've heard of. But
is that one that Joel was on about? There's been to
might
before.
Well be.
I think it is.
There's two. There's a festival in Manchester and one in London. They're doing like a Leeds Reading.
I think
thing.
It is that one. Yes, it's called This Is Real.
Oh, Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
That's The Other Days from Sally Shapiro from a forthcoming album called Ready to Live a Lie, due out on...
Say it with me, people.
May the 30th. By Italians Do It Better. Any more information on that?
That's literally...
That's all we need.
Yeah.
It is all we need.
Yeah.
And before that, it was... I'm sorry. I keep doing this to you.
Feeble Little Horse.
Of course
this
it was.
This is real.
Still on my screen. Feeble Little Horse. This is real. With the abrasive bits in the middle.
Mm.
But it was good. What now? Well, I've lined up Dana Gavansky, so I think we should play Dana Gavansky, don't you?
I think we should.
We should. Released an album last year and toured with KJ Pearson. And this year, this month in fact, is touring with Tongue, playing in Leeds on Monday night. And released an EP this week. Track from that EP. EP is called Again and Again. Track from that EP coming up now called Bolted Heart. And we'll follow it with another one of yours because it's My Trouble 7 after that. So
right. I will.
You get thinking about what you want to play after this.
Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Driving home in your little blue car, you turn the corner and you pull off. Cut the engine before the seatbelt clicks out and I answer your call. I am the man, Crystal.
pretty girls pass me.
Adult Mom and Crystal, Stevie Nipe's band, is it? Stevie Nipe? I nearly said Stevie
Nipe. I thought you were going to say Stevie Nipe then. I don't know.
Stevie Nipe's band announced their fourth album this week, which is called Natural Causes, and it's out on May the 9th. I'd like to keep it light, but that song Crystal was written while Nipe was undergoing intensive treatment for cancer a couple of years ago and deals with the feeling of being stuck and trapped in a toxic relationship with no way out. But it was still quite cheery, wasn't it?
And she's come out that the other side.
And she's come out the other side, which is inspiring, yes.
And I followed Dana Gavansky and Bolted Heart from an EP out yesterday, as you say, as I said. Rather, not as you say, as I say. Dana Gavansky is supporting Tongue on their tour, which either kicks off on Monday or it's already kicked off. Mm. But they're definitely coming to Yorkshire on Monday at the Brudenell. It's time for my Treble 7. And we're going to feature tracks from Florist, who we've definitely played before, Puzzle, who I think are a new artist, but feature one member of a band that we've played before. I'll explain about that after. We're going to kick it off with somebody else who's a new artist who surprises me. Strange New Places are a quartet. No, five of them. That's a quintet. They're from Belfast. Released an EP in 2019 that we should have played something from. For some reason, we didn't. I've come to know that EP since then. Looks like they're gearing up to release their debut album, because I'm sure I was reading about it early this morning, but I cannot find the article right now. But a single definitely came out this week. It's called YATPYFL. Do you want to know what that stands for?
I'd like to, yeah.
Or will be revealed in the first line of the song.
You are the person your friends love, and you're not fooling anyone.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
The earth is small, but I'm lost in it. Isn't it all just a violent fit? I could have you now, or you could be dead. That don't change the way the birds fly overhead. In the darkness of the night I look outside. Is there anyone there? Can I see through that veil? Or am I alone now? Are we alone? So I reach out my hand. Isn't it all just impossible?
Includes the treble, the second treble seven of this afternoon's breakdown. That was Puzzle, first playing the breakdown for Puzzle, which is the side project of one of the members of The Garden, who we've played on the breakdown quite a few times before, releasing a full album on April the 4th. That was called Bankrupt, I Hear It Makes You Smile. Tyler Shears, I think is his name, which is a good name, was worth mentioning. Before that, Florist, Moonsea Devil. I meant to look up some information about Florist, but completely got lost in that song and having to do a live on the fly remix there to cut out the swear.
It was a very impressive remix.
impressive manoeuvre. So Florist's single is called Moon Sea Devil. I think there's an album to come. If you want to just quickly Google that while I'm telling you about the first track, Florist, Moon Sea Devil. We kicked it off with Strange New Places, first play the band for them, and YATPYFL, You Are the Person Your Friends Love. And there is an album to come this year, but I haven't got information about what the name of that is or when it's due out. Well, I'm sure there'll be more from them on the show in the coming weeks and months. Managed to find anything?
I'm just going on Storygum.
Yeah, they'll know.
Other websites are available. Jelly Wish is the name of Florist's album, and it is out on the 4th of April via Double Double Whammy.
Excellent. Well done on Googling that so quickly. And we've not lined anything up next, so tell me what you'd like to play from your list.
Oh, right. Let's do...
You've got free reign.
Oh, have I now? Right. Bear with me.
Within reason, I still remain the right to veto.
How about Hannah Cohen?
Yes, because I nearly brought that myself.
Yes.
Track called Dusty.
Dusty. She is from upstate New York. I think we played her before, but she has a new album out on March 28th called Earthstar Mountain. It features guest spots from Clairo and Sufjan Stevens.
Oh.
And this is the third single to be taken from it, about the relentless passage of time that we all experience.
And I'll tell you what, we absolutely should follow this with the second track from this week's Album of the Week from Etienne de Crécy.
Indeed.
That will feature... Who did I say featured?
Caroline Rose.
That's correct. Hey. You've passed in all the
That's
tests
why
today.
I'm here.
Passing all the tests.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Warm Up is this week's Album of the Week from Etienne de Cressy. That track featured Caroline Rose and it was called We Can Have Fun. And it followed... I know, I'm sorry, I keep doing this to you. My memory's not what it was.
To be fair, I should remember. So it was Hannah Cohen.
Of course it was. Again, it's on my screen still, so I could just look to the right of that track and found that. We're drawing towards the end of the show, thankfully. And we've got another double now.
You don't want to do an extra breakdown.
Those days are gone. Those days are gone, Jeff.
Reggae time have taken over
the 5 to 7 slots.
Which is fair enough.
Not here yet, though.
No.
But anyway, a new artist now, before we hit Lucy Dacus. Not metaphorically. We're not going to be... No.
I wouldn't mess with Lucy
Dacus. I wouldn't, actually, no. Florence Road, our new quartet from Wicklow Island, made up of childhood friends Lily Aaron, Emma Brandon, Hannah Kelly, and...
Alvy Barry.
And this is the debut single, so we're on safe ground by calling this a new artist for the breakdown. This is called Heavy. Lucy Dacus after this with a new track called Talk.
Called you love to sundown when the roads turn serpentine. He run out of conversation.
Talk to me about Lucidacus.
Lucidacus is better known maybe as one third of Boy Genius these days, but she is still very much a solo artist, releases her fourth album, Forever's a Feeling, on March the 28th. And she's in the UK this week playing a show in London in a secret location.
Yes.
Which, did you sign up for that?
I did sign up for that.
Did you hear anything else?
I got a text from her. Lucidacus keeps texting me all the time now.
She would do.
Yep. But then, no, I didn't win tickets.
No. But then she'll be back again for a full tour at the end of June.
And that was called Talk. One more to go, and we've got no time to talk about it, but talk about it anyway.
Throwing Muses, they released their 11th album yesterday called Moonlight Concessions, and they will be playing End of the Road in August, and they're also doing a warm-up show at our friend Rick's venue,
Bedford Esquires,
on 27th of August. And I thought I'd play a track called Sally's Beauty.
And that will be the last thing you hear from the show this week. Select Case should be up with Reggae Time after 5 o'clock, but he's not here yet, so we might get to play all of this one. Breakdown back next week.
See ya.